This is the world broadcast of Imam Wallace Dean Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to human dignity and justice. And now, Imam Wallace Dean Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We greet our honorable radio audience today with the greetings of all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad, the greetings of peace and the Quran in Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian evolver, the keeper, the sustainer of all the worlds. We ask for his guidance. We ask for his mercy and his forgiveness. We ask that he bless us to be a community of Muslims upholding the banner of al-Islam as it was upheld by the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Highly glorified is Allah who created everything. Highly glorified is Allah who is the giver of life and death. Highly glorified is Allah in whose control is the rule of the kingdom, all of it, the universe and the earth and all that is contained in it, as well as our own personal lives. Highly glorified is Allah, in whose control is everything. He has created everything and has given everything its original nature, and has thereafter given guidance. This religion of ours is al-Islam. It is not the religion of persons who can't accept the rule of God in their lives. This is religion for those who can accept the rule of the Almighty in their lives. This is not the religion for the arrogant. It is not the religion for the rejected devils. This is religion for those who can accept the rule of God in their lives. In the beginning of the Quran, Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book containing no doubt, no errors, no mistake, clear guidance, sure guidance for those who want to go straight. Sure guidance for those who want to be right, who want to go straight. الْمُتَّقِينَ, those who accept God as the rule in their lives. The Muslim faith is very clear. It is not a confused faith. Our religion is not mysticism, superstition. It's not something we have to guess at. Our religion is very clear religion. The Muslim is to say, "Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi." Ar-Rusulihi, that is, I believe in Allah and in his angels and in his revelation or his books and his messengers. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَعَثِ بَعْدِ الْمَوْتِ. That is, and the last day, يوم الآخر واليوم الآخر, and the last day, and the law regulating both good and harm. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And that the law regulating both good and harm is from Allah, the Most High. وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And the resurrection after death. These statements of Muslim faith are very clear. We believe in Allah. Belief in Allah, amen, amen, amen to. Belief in Allah implies complete trust in Allah. The word Amin means trustworthy. Prophet Muhammad is called El Amin, the trustworthy one. Amantu means I believe or I trust. Billahi, Allah. Don't we have to trust something in this life? Can we live this life without trusting someone and something? No. If you don't have something that you can trust, your life is no life at all. Your life is darkness and confusion and misery and loneliness. You have to have something you can trust. And Allah has created everything, and He has put trustworthiness in His creatures. The faithful mother, she's trustworthy. She comes to the aid of her child when she's needed. She protects her child from harm. She gives her child the best kind of teaching, the best kind of upbringing. And she protects her child against filth and against evil, against deception, against lies, against everything that she feels will harm her child bodily or mentally. This trust God has put into the mother, and God has put trust into the fathers. The children can trust the father. The mother can trust the husband. God has put trust in the husband. He has given that husband a nature that make him go out and try to find some bread, some milk, some meat, some vegetables for his wife and his children. Make him try to find decent accommodations, decent home accommodations for his wife and his children. So God has put this goodness in us for each other. And because of Him putting this goodness in us for each other, we can trust each other to a certain extent. But we know we cannot trust any mortal, any created thing, and we are created beings. We didn't create ourselves, we are created. We have many limitations. There is much that we can't accomplish by ourselves. We have great limitations as human beings. And no matter how great any of us are in our respective places or fields of interest, we all have our limitations. There's points we reach where we can do nothing but just wait for somebody else to help us, or wait for Allah to show us a way, or be at the mercy of circumstances. Yes. You see? So we are limited beings. And limited beings like ourselves, we have to trust something above ourselves. And that is Allah, who created everything. We trust Allah. But a trust in Allah also includes trust in Prophet Muhammad. It includes trusting the prophets of God. Because we didn't know Allah as we know Allah by our own independent searching. We know Allah like this because of revelation. We have learned from Scripture. We have learned from Scripture about this religion and about Allah. And that's most of our knowledge has come because of revelation. And where the revelation came? The revelation came to the Prophet. So we as Muslims have to acknowledge those that God gave revelation to, and acknowledge ourselves as being subordinate or beneath them. We are not equal to the prophets. We are beneath the prophets. The prophets are above us. So we believe in the prophets. God didn't come to us and say, look, these are the laws of Moses, these are the laws of the Injil, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and these are the teachings, the Sharia, and etc. of Al-Islam. God didn't come to us and tell us that. God told Prophet Muhammad that 1400 years ago, and it's in this Quran as it came to him, unchanged, just as it came to him. And that is why we have this religion. It is not because of ourselves, it's because of God revealing it to Prophet Muhammad. So let us wake up and realize that we are supposed to trust also the Prophet. So, amantu billahi Wa malaikatihi, I believe, I trust God, I trust His angels, wa kutubihi, and His revelations, wa rusulihi, and His prophets or His messengers. This is trust. The human being is a creature of faith. Know that faith is very important for the life of a human being. You have to live with faith. If you don't live with faith, you don't live with hope. If you don't live with hope, you live as a pessimist. If you live as a pessimist, then you live with hatred, you live with doubt and hatred and suspicion, and your life is corrupt and miserable and pressured. But if you live with faith, you live with hope and optimism, with love and trust, this is a great life. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and in the last day. What do we mean by last day? وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, the last day. We have days. Today is Friday. November 9th, I believe, 1979. And maybe we'll see tomorrow and many, many more days. But there's going to be a last day. There's going to be a last day for me and you as individuals. And there's going to be a last day for this life as we know it on earth. It's not going to be this way forever. Allah has revealed it to us, and science tells us that everything is undergoing change of the creation. Allah has not created anything that is not undergoing change. Everything is perishable. Everything is dying. Everything is fading. Everything is diminishing. Everything is going out. Except the rule of Allah. Except the rule of Allah. His rule stays forever. And He, in His own good time, will establish His rule again over creation made new. He can renew creation. He can bring creation back again. Back again. And it will be under the same rule. Not a different rule. It will fall under the rule of Allah who created it the first time. You see? So we are to have faith also, trust, that there is a last day, that there is coming an end to all of this, that human beings won't come into life and go out and not knowing everything and wondering and doubting and hoping and praying and wishing that they knew more about the circumstances of their lives. That one day there's going to be a final day, and Allah is going to show us everything of this side. All of those questions that are on your mind now about what this life is, what its purpose is for, and how is it all going to be concluded, God have not put those questions in your mind so that they would just live there and never be answered. God has put those questions in your nature to answer those questions. So we have to have that faith in Allah that one day these questions are going to be answered. We are to trust in Allah. We are to trust in Allah, trusting in what He has said about the finality of things, that things are going to eventually come to their final end. And in the final stage of things, truth will be manifest, secrets will be revealed, and the person will see clearly all of the unanswered questions pertaining to their own individual life. Do you think that hope is in your nature for nothing? No. It's in your nature because your Creator put it there, and He put it there to deal with it. And He will deal with it. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And that the power or the rule regulating both good and harm is from Allah the Most High. Do we believe that anything is an evil in itself? Alcohol. We know that alcohol sold with sweet water and coloring to taste nice, it's an evil because it develops a habit in the person for that alcoholic beverages. And eventually the person may become an alcoholic and lose their respect at home and lose their respect in the neighborhood, lose their respect on their job, They may lose everything because of alcohol. But we also know that alcohol is used in the lab. The biologist, the laboratory technician, the doctor, even the barber, when he cuts our hair, he dips his comb sometime in alcohol so that the germs from one head won't be passed on to the other. So we know that alcohol has good purpose. This is what the Muslim believe, that Allah has not created anything evil in itself. Taken separately by itself, it is not evil. It is evil only in the ignorant way we may use it or deal with it. Fire costs many lives and great loss of wealth from the city, from the taxpayers, and from the individuals who are the personal victims of fire. But look how useful fire is to man, how useful fire is to the world, to the society. So there is the good and the bad. Even the deception in you, the deceit in you, you have a deception in you. You can trick us. You can trick people. You can deceive people. You can give the wrong story and make people believe it. You are an actor. You can deceive. You can lie. Where does this lie stem from? It stems from your intelligence. You have the intelligence that's free. Your intelligence is free. And you know how to take things out of their places. You know how to take truth out of its place and put it in another place and make it a lie. You know how to reorder truth and present it as a lie. So you have it in your nature to deceive, to lie, to tell a lie. But where does that lie and deception, where does it come from? It comes from the power of intellect. What is that power in you for? It is in you for your protection. It is not good always that you disclose what you have in your mind. It is not good always to tell people everything you got on your mind. It is not good always to be open and truthful all the way. It is good sometimes to withhold something, because you might be dealing with an enemy. And if you disclose your whole mind to your enemy, it strengthens your enemy, puts your enemy in a position to take advantage of you. So if you use the power of intelligence to withhold something that if you told it, it would bring you harm from an enemy, from a deceiver, from a wrongdoer. That kind of deception is not deception. That's strategy. Strategy. So we carry what Allah has given us too far. We take strategy into deception and lies. That's when it becomes a wrong. Allah says that curse be upon the liars. Curse be upon the liars. The liars are rejected. They are hated in Al-Islam. Why? Because they use this good thing to promote wrong. A person who's given to lying is promoting evil. He's promoting wrong. He's spreading bad. He's hurting good. But the person who used the strategy of intellect just to keep another wrong person from hurting them, by not saying it in the way that the person can benefit from, who wants to do the harm. So if I change the words that are in my mind so that the person who hear them can't use them to do wrong, that's not a lie, that's strategy. That's not lying, that's strategy. You see? So God has given us this intellect, this intelligence, and He has given us the power to use our intelligence to protect ourselves against wrongdoers. But don't take on the habit of the wrongdoer and use this power to lie and to contribute to wrongdoing. No, contribute to good doing. Contribute to moral thinking, to right thinking, to justice and truthfulness. But don't disclose your whole mind to everybody. Don't disclose all the matters of your home to everybody. Don't tell outsiders what's going on between you and your brothers and sisters at home. Don't tell them the whole story. Some of them just like to gossip. They like to pass things around to create trouble for people. Don't tell them everything that mommy say. Don't tell them everything you hear daddy say. You keep your business at home, and be careful when you talk outside of your home. Because there are people who will spread a bad report on you and your family just to see people dislike you or reject you or look down on you. So Allah says in the Quran that He has created everything and has made most good everything He created. And has made most good everything He created. You might say, well, Brother Imam, isn't Satan existing too? Isn't Iblis, the devil, isn't he existing too? Is he good? Explain to me how the Satan, how the devil can be good. He cannot be good. But didn't you just say that everything Allah created is good? Allah didn't create the devil. Then the devil came here by some power of his own? Yes. Oh, yes. He came here by some power of his own. What is that power? How was he able to create himself? By the same power that you can create yourself. If you want to, you can create a devil in your own mind of yourself. You can make your own self a devil if you want to. We are free. We are free. Allah has made us free. We're free. If we want to become evil, we can work at it. And if we work at it with enough effort, pretty soon we'll become evil. If we want to devote our complete force, the force of our intellect and whole life, to doing wrong, to making trouble and misery in the world, we can do that if we want to. We're free. If you do that, you'll become good at it over a period of time. When you become good at it, it would have become your own nature. You would have taken on the nature of lies and wrongdoings. And at that point, you would be yourself Satan, the devil. You would be devil at that point. Allah didn't make you that way, but He released you from the forces of the universe. He freed you from the controls of the life, of the nature, of the universe. He freed you from the controls. You don't have to obey the controls that Allah set on life, on nature. You can ignore those controls. And you can go so far as to take on the mind and spirit of the devil himself. Set yourself up as an enemy to right doing in the world. Don't you know there are some people you call human beings who have devoted themselves, they have dedicated themselves, they are completely committed to just keep trouble in the world? Their sole purpose in life is to work against righteousness, to work against goodness, to defeat every righteous effort that one makes to change society for the better. There are people who have given themselves solely to just fight good, to hold down righteousness. Aren't they devils?
Yes, sir.
Certainly. Did Allah make them devils?
No.
Allah didn't make them devils. They made themselves devils. So Iblis made himself a rebel. And he kept rebelling until he became Satan, the chief enemy of human beings and God. Yes. He made himself that. So I'm sure now if we have dealt with Satan and we have concluded that Satan in his original nature is good. But in his false nature, in the wickedness that he takes on, he is an evil. And that evil is his own doings and not the doings of Allah who created him. Allah created who? The jinn. And the jinn becomes Satan because he gives himself to that. What is the jinn? The jinn is the free spirit. Free spirit is the jinn. The jinn is the free spirit of the human being. In us is a spirit of fear, conscience, righteousness, respect for Allah and goodness. But in us also is a spirit, is a free spirit. It's
its tendency is to just enjoy, to just be free, to enjoy. We have a spirit to play. The spirit in the children to jump up and play and to rip and run. Hey, 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 what's happening? Hey, come here, catch him, catch him. That's a free spirit. You enjoy the free spirit. The spirit in the dance. The people are dancing. That's a free spirit. They're dancing. One's beating the drum and they're playing the music and they're dancing. Free spirit. We sit among each other sometimes and we do nothing but just chat. We're just chatting, gossiping, talking. And we get to talking and laughing and enjoying our conversation. That's a free spirit. Don't we have to watch these free spirits? If we don't watch these free spirits, they will take our mind and our life into bad habits. They will take us into extremes. We will go to extremes. And they will take us into bad habits. And we'll find that our life isn't being influenced by the bad habits. There's nothing wrong with being happy. This free spirit is good. Did Allah make a jinn bad? It's a good jinn. It wants to enjoy. It wants to be free. And Allah made life to be enjoyed. But if we don't have some intelligence, we have to have some intelligent control of our free spirit. If our free spirit leaves intelligence, it can lead us into death. Total destruction. A lot of people are led into total destruction because they follow their free spirit without the light of intelligence. Oh, there's nothing wrong with the jinn. The jinn is in us to bring us to a greater life. If we love things, then it's going to make us go after those things. If the spirit is free, it's going to experience more in the world. All it needs is intelligence to keep it from destroying itself in others. You see? Though there's nothing wrong with the jinn, there's something wrong with our ignorance. And that is corrected by revelation. If we follow the revelation of God, then we will keep our jinn civilized. We will keep our jinn intelligent. The jinn will remain civilized and intelligent. So Allah has given us the free spirit. If we want to, we can become a devil. But we don't have to. Allah says in the Quran, I have not created jinn or human being for anything except my service. So Allah has created the jinn, your free spirit. He created it to be a testimony, to be a living proof that Allah is God and Allah has been gracious, has been kind and merciful to his creatures. Allah says in the Quran, I have not created jinn or human being for anything except my service. So Allah has created the jinn, your free spirit. He created it to be a testimony, to be a living proof that Allah is God and Allah has been gracious, have been kind and merciful to his creatures. So this free spirit in us, it should be grateful, it should be thankful. The intellect should be thankful. The spirit should be thankful. The free spirit should be thankful. It should become taqwa. Taqwa. Taqwa is God consciousness. Taqwa is an ever awareness that Allah made all of this possible and that Allah can kill me or he can keep me alive. He can make me miserable or he can raise me up to dignity and good life. That Allah is kind and merciful to me. I'm free to do these things because of the generosity and mercy of Allah. I'm free to tell a lie. I'm free to fight somebody. I'm free to make trouble for myself and others because Allah has been so kind and merciful to me that he trusts me. He trusts me even with the power to do harm. Isn't that wonderful? That our Lord, our Creator, is so generous, so kind, that he trusts us even with the power to do harm. The power to do harm to ourselves and others. But he has given us intelligence too, and he has given us the spirit of faith and obedience. We don't have to follow that free spirit into destruction, because we have another spirit operating in us. It is the spirit of faith and obedience. It is the spirit of truth and righteousness. It is the spirit of taqwa, respect for Allah who made all this possible. Wouldn't it be a Wouldn't it be a great victory for each and every one of us to bring the free spirit and the spirit of taqwa together? So that the free spirit doesn't go against taqwa, doesn't go against the spirit of obedience to God. Wouldn't that be a wonderful victory? The prophets achieved that victory. The great prophets achieved that victory. They reached that point in their own self-development where their jinn was not a threat to their lives. Their free spirit didn't threaten their lives anymore. There was no danger of their free spirit becoming a devil. Isn't that wonderful? Now that's the victory we all want in our personal life, and we can only get that victory by remaining in taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa is living with the knowledge that Allah is at every second and split second, at all times, aware of your every thought, your every act. Even he's aware of what is going on beneath thought. There is thought, and then there's a level beneath thought. He's even aware of what never reaches your mind from your own body or from your own being. He's aware of everything. Nothing can you hold secret or hide from Allah. And he doesn't have to tune in on you. Allah doesn't have to turn a channel and say, let me see what Jimmy is thinking about. Let me see what Mary is thinking about. No! He is at all times tuned in on you. Never is there a time, from your beginning to your end, there's always, he's always tuned in on you. He doesn't tune in, he doesn't open the channel, say, let me see what John is thinking about. No, it stays open to him. It's closed to you at times, but it's always open to him. So Allah taught us through Prophet Muhammad to worship him, pray to him, and worship him with the mind, with the thought that he sees and knows everything I'm doing. He's looking at me and knows everything in me. Prophet Muhammad said, peace and blessings be upon him, for if you don't see him, he sees you. You don't have to see Allah. We see Allah through our senses, through our spirit, through our faith, through our senses. We see Allah. We don't see Allah with these physical eyes. But he is seeing us. Not with physical eyes, he has a power greater than anything created. He is the God who created it. So his means are superior to those that we know of this physical world. He sees better than we see. His seeing is perfect. Our seeing is imperfect. So do Allah see me? He see me better than you see me. He see me better than I see myself. For our seeing is imperfect. Allah's seeing is perfect. You see? Allah says in the Quran, whatever comes to you of good, it is from Allah. And whatever comes to you of evil, it is from yourselves. So don't say, oh Allah, look how Allah is punishing my friend. Or look how Allah is punishing that old lady. Look how Allah is punishing those poor people. No, no. Poor human beings bring on the punishment. وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, and the resurrection after a death. Do I believe indeed that if I die, God will bring me back to life? Yes. Yes, I will make it plain. When they have my, I was born October 30th, 1933. When they have my funeral, and I'm no more with you, I will live again. Because Allah has said it. Now that's plain, isn't it? All right. Yes. He said make it plain, so I had to do it. But Allah gives us many parables of the resurrection. The resurrection is not a partial resurrection. Resurrection is total. If I die morally, Allah can resurrect me morally. If I die mentally, Allah can resurrect me mentally. If I die politically, Allah can resurrect me politically. If I die economically, Allah can resurrect me economically. Allah resurrects from all forms of death, including material death, physical death. Oh, yes. Now, is that plain? Oh, yes, I thought so. So we believe in al-ba'thi ba'd al-maut, the resurrection after the death. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, was once visited by the angel Jibril, Gabriel, while he was lecturing to Muslims. And the angel Jibril asked him, questioned him on the religion, on these things that we have recited here, the faith and the beliefs. And he also mentioned the hour. The hour. And I have mentioned this today because I think this time we're living in now is the hour. Is the hour. The hour comes, and the judgment comes, and the life is revived, and the people go astray, and the hour comes again, and the judgment comes, and it is repeated over and over again. Although we do believe that there is coming El Yom El Akhir, the final day for everything. He asked Wasa'a, he asked about the hour. Prophet Muhammad replied to him, saying, the one question is in the same position as the one questioned. The one who's asking the question, the one who is questioned, is in the same position as the one who is asking the question. In other words, neither the person questioned or the questioner has any power to do anything but speculate, or but wonder or guess at it. There is no sure knowledge for any of us. That knowledge is with Allah alone. That's what Allah teaches us in the Quran. That's what he revealed to Prophet Muhammad, and that's what Prophet Muhammad taught us. None of us know when the hour, the time of doom will come. You've heard of doomsday preachers. American history has a great page on it, written by the doomsday preachers. And occasionally they perk up and they get on the warpath again, you know. And they start telling everybody, get ready, the earth, America's going to be destroyed, the world is going to be destroyed, the nations are going to go to war, and there will be nothing left. Hurry up and go to Jesus. Doomsday preachers. You see? They think they know when the time is. If we study the gospel of Jesus Christ in the Bible, you will see that in there is still enough plain truth to verify what Prophet Muhammad is saying, that no one knows, that knowledge is with Allah alone, only with Allah. But Prophet Muhammad, he gave us a big help, for Gabriel asked him, he said, and what are his signs? He asked about the hour first, and Prophet Muhammad replied, the one question and the questioner in the same position, meaning that neither is in a better position than the other, or has the knowledge. Neither has the knowledge. That's what it means. Neither has the knowledge. But Gabriel then asked him, he said, what about its sign? And Prophet Muhammad replied, its sign is when the servant girl becomes pregnant for her mistress. The sign is when the servant girl becomes pregnant for her mistress. Well, my good news to you, brothers and sisters of this community, is the servant girl is pregnant for her mistress. Yes. We are pregnant here in this community. We're about to produce new life for our mistress. Well, who is our mistress, Brother Imam? Our mistress is the Ummah of all the Muslims. The Ummah, the community of all the Muslims, is our mistress. And we are one community in the great community of the Muslims. We are a servant community, serving the great cause of Al-Islam in the total community that is the mistress. What else should this mean to you? Those who followed leadership are now coming into the leadership. That is a sign of the hour. What is that hour? The hour of victory for the righteous. The hour of victory for the righteous. That's what the hour is. The righteous want to know, when will Allah make us victorious? And the wicked want to know, how long do we have to continue in our wickedness? Yes, they all want to know about the time. Those who are bent upon continuing wrongdoing in the world, they want to know how much time we have left. Are we still free to do this? Will we be able to continue to practice our double standards of justice? Will we be able to continue to corrupt the world and spread misery and lies? And the righteous, they are crying inside. They are anguished and they're pressured. They're tormented inside as the evils grow on the world. And their hope is, God, when will the hour of deliverance come? When will the hour of deliverance come? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, he has given us a sign, a clear sign, when that time will come, when the slave girl is pregnant for her mistress. Yes, when the slave girl is pregnant for her mistress. The mistress is not pregnant. The slave girl is pregnant. So whose child is going to be growing up in this house? Will it be the child of the mistress or the child of the slave girl? It will be the child of the slave girl. Oh yes, when the child of the slave girl is about to be delivered, is when the body is pregnant with the child of the slave girl, then know that that's a sign that the hour is near. That's a sign of the hour. If you could understand this terminology in scripture, it would be much easier for me to talk to you about it. But it would take too long for this in this khutbah to explain you this terminology, slave girl and mistress, and the child born to the slave girl. It would take too long. But let me go to something very close to home. The Bible says the child of Hagar was the child of the mistress. Is that right? The Bible doesn't give equal status, equal respect to Hagar with Sarah. The Bible treats Sarah as the legitimate wife and treat Hagar as a woman that Abraham wasn't married to, but just as a concubine. A concubine, a servant girl that his wife said, I can't have children, Abe. Here I am. This Hagar here, she's a nice girl, servant girl of mine. Will you accept her as my gift to you, Abe? This is my gift to you. Will you accept Hagar? Since I can't have children, have a child by Hagar. I would like to see us have a child. If you study the Bible closely, you will see that Hagar was a legitimate wife and was not a concubine or a mistress. You will see that she was a legitimate wife. But look what happened now. The world didn't recognize her legitimacy. That is, the Christian world, the church, didn't recognize her legitimacy. But look what happened. The descendant of that woman was blessed with the final mission for all the world. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the descendant of Hagar. He is the child of Hagar, Prophet Muhammad. And because of that disrespect and rejection, putting them out, rejecting them, not giving them their proper place, look what happened. God gave to the descendant of that woman, whose right was not respected, he gave to her descendant the universal message, the final message to all the worlds, the Quran itself. And now here that prophet is speaking to the Muslims, and he's saying that a sign of the hour is when the slave girl is seen carrying the child of her mistress. Now, how is that possible that one woman, a young girl, can carry the child of a woman that is her boss? Mistress means her boss, her superior, the one that have her in her charge. You see? How can that happen? It's impossible. We know that. One woman can't carry the child for another woman. But one woman can carry the child of her husband. And if that woman can't have children, and that's her husband's seed in that young girl, then she, it's possible that some women will identify with that child and say, this is our baby. That happens in these modern times. Just a month ago, I read about some woman who couldn't have a child. She asked her husband to have a child by another woman. And the woman agreed that she would give up the child to the house. So one woman was used to get a baby, and she gave up the baby for the sake of the woman that couldn't have a baby. This has happened right recently in our history here in Chicago. You see? So this is possible. Now, I don't mean that's what happened. No, that's not what happened. We use the term now, this is my baby. We mean this is my responsibility. This is the thing that I have been charged with. I've been charged to take care of this. I'm accountable for this, not you. This is my baby. Well, there are Christians in the world who say the propagation of Christianity is their baby. And there are Muslims in the world who say the propagation of Islam, of al-Islam, is their baby. You see? And there are many who have stopped having babies. They can't have any more babies. They're sterile. You see? In other words, they can't deliver the life that Allah wants in society. So if Allah chooses a community that is a servant community among the big communities, an inferior, not with the political power, no, just a little humble servant community. If he choose to bless that community, to impregnate that community with the understanding that will bring the right life to the society, then that is a sign of the time that Allah is not trusting the leadership anymore. He has gone to the goodness of the people, and he's resurrecting the faith in the goodness of the people. And that soon the time is going to be out for the wrongdoers. Oh, yes. So, you who call yourselves Bilalians, and blacks and African Americans who have embraced this religion, al-Islam, you are most fortunate people in this day and time. And you should be like the followers of Prophet Muhammad. You should be so courageous, so steadfast and courageous that you don't compromise your religion. You don't accept no wooden nickels in place of your golden faith. You stand for nothing but the best because Allah has blessed you with the best. Yes. And Allah will make you victorious. Allah has spoken to me through individuals. When I was in Arabia, Allah spoke to me through King Khalid. And he told me, he said, well, when will America be Islamic? When will America be Muslim? I told him, we believe that all America will become Muslim, and we are working hard. He said, go on back and do it. He said, go back and do it. He said, all you have to do is go back and do it. He had the faith that if we come back here in this country, that if I come back here and we work hard for Al-Islam, that there's nothing to deny us the victory. Why? Because all power is with Allah. Allahu Akbar. All praise is due to Allah, guardian, evolver, cherisher, and sustainer of the worlds. There is nothing like unto Him. He has no partners in the rule of creation of the heavens and the earth. He has no associate. He has no female companion. He has no son. He has no family. Allah is the creator of all things. He existed before. He never was born. And He exists eternally. He never dies. He's not affected by, as human beings are affected. He cannot be influenced by anything. Allah is free and independent. He cannot be affected or influenced by anything. What He does is because of His wisdom and His power, His omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, His all power, might, knowledge, presence, wisdom. Because of this, He is able to act as creation is not able to act. And we interpret His actions through our own human senses. And we give attributes to Allah sometimes that are human attributes. But we have to understand that this is because of our own limitations as creation that we do this. Allah is not a human being. Allah is the creator of human beings and everything else that exists. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, He has missioned a human being as the last messenger to all the world. A mercy to all the world. A human being. That knowledge come behind corruption in religion that made Jesus a supernatural being. A divine being and human being in one. And made us believe that God had to send an unnatural being or a supernatural being to save the world. But all of that is corrected in Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and upon Jesus. A mortal flesh and blood being who was not divine but human. And who told us for all time that Allah has never sent any being that was divine. He is the only divine. Everything else is servant and creation. No one has any place in His being. Allah's being is pure and perfect. Nothing else is in Him but Himself. No Jesus Christ, no Holy Ghost. No, nothing is in Allah. Only thing is in Allah is Allah. Allah is pure in Himself and nothing else is in Him. No Holy Ghost, no Jesus Christ, nothing. All of these things were created by Allah. You see? And that Allah has made a human being. This is the dignity given back to humanity. We thought that humanity was so weak and flesh and so sinful that it had to take a divine being, Jesus Christ, an unnatural human being, to come here and save us. Somebody that's not born of a father, that's born only of a woman and no sex was involved or nothing. Only the Holy Ghost created him and, you see, an unnatural being, a supernatural being, golden, pure-fleshed angel or something, you see. We thought that that's what it took
to save humanity from sin. History tells us it didn't save humanity from sin. If you want to see the power working against sin, look at